says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. As our frequent miscues and faux pas constantly inform you, we are truly live, and welcome your phone calls at 800-313-9443. That's, oh, pardon me, folks. I'm so grooved into my habits, my broadcasting habits. We're using a temporary phone number, the old number, the one you've got tattooed on your arm there. That'll come back, so don't take off the tattoo. But the temporary number is 512-716-1603. And then just remember that 512-716, and you've got three four digits after that, three choices, 1603, 1883, or 1897. All of them preceded by 512-716. And you can dial in at any time on those numbers with your insights, observations, things we may have missed here in our reporting of the Trump phenomenon. Donald Trump will be, speaking of the Trump phenomenon, it's coming to Everett, Washington. Donald Trump is there now and will be speaking in Everett in possibly before the show closes. If we don't get Trump, we might get one of the warm-up speakers. Boy, it would be sure nice to have Nigel Farage again as a speaker. But more likely, Rudy Giuliani will be on the plane with Donald Trump, and so we're likely to hear Rudy Giuliani as a speaker warming up the show. Let me just, I'm going to send a little message to the engineer here. Okay, I think he's got it there. So we'll see if we can get you in on that beginning of the Everett, Washington event before the show closes. We'll just have to cross our fingers on that one. With us are our co-hosts, George and from Maryland, and Paul from Mississauga, Ontario. Are both of you gentlemen with us on board?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Well, we're ready,
James,
to go.
James, doing an equipment check. I have a new microphone. Is it okay?
Yeah, loud and clear.
You actually sound... Yeah, you sound actually a little better on that mic.
I'll go fetch one. I'm actually somewhere south of the Mason-Dixon line, close enough to watching where these tropical storms are headed. Hope it doesn't get us.
Yes, indeed. The we've got some... there was a nice Trump appearance today on Fox Television. His host was Kimberly Guilfoyle, and she's a former prosecutor. So she has a very keen interest in the Hillary Clinton crimes that would naturally interest a former prosecutor like Kimberly Guilfoyle or Rudy Giuliani. Let's listen for a minute just to get a little a daily dose here of Trump. Let's hear her ask him as a prosecutor about Hillary's crimes today on Fox.
nobody's going to be able to do it like I'm going to do it.
All right, let's talk about another area of interest to me as a former prosecutor is the Clinton email scandal. Could this get worse? And do you have any idea about what Julian Assange is going to release? He's been saying this is going to be an October surprise of significance that could affect her campaign. He said if the media will cover it.
I have no idea, but I can imagine that it would be very bad. But if you look how bad it is right now. But it sounds like it's going to be very, very earth-shattering. We'll see what happens. I will say this. When she deleted 33,000 emails, those emails had some really bad stuff on them. Because look at the ones that they found. And these are probably a lot worse. And then not only did they delete them, they used a method of deletion that you can never get them back. You saw that yesterday
yes.
for the first time. So she knew what she was deleting. It's a criminal act. She knew exactly what she was deleting.
And using that kind of extensive bleaching technique, et cetera, shows a consciousness of guilt, we would argue,
well,
as a prosecutor.
Expensive.
Yeah.
It's very expensive. Probably, foolproof. I don't know. I hear the NSA maybe has the emails. A lot of people say NSA would have the emails if they really wanted to get them, but obviously, they don't want to get them. They're protecting her. They're coddling her. And it's the only way she can even consider running. I mean, she shouldn't be allowed to run. But to use that method of getting rid of, permanently rid of emails mm-hmm. that most people never even heard of, even sophisticated people never heard of it, and it's a very expensive. So she knows what was on those emails, and it was very, very bad. And maybe somebody should, in fact, ask the NSA whether or not they have the emails.
All right, and to tag along to that, do you think that the FBI should actually open up a new investigation? Because we saw Comey really lay the case, make the case out, and then say, oh, but the DOJ should not prosecute her or file charges. But if there are new emails, perhaps the investigation should be reopened or a new one started.
Well, it's very sad because everybody knew that she was very guilty in the last runaround, the last go-around, I mm-hmm. guess you could say, and you look at what happened, and you look at the way the ruling came down, and it was shocking to people. In fact, everybody said, oh, wow, listen to that. And then all of a sudden at the end, it was like, however, we're not going to do anything. It was a very, very sad day, I think, for law enforcement in this country. And believe me, the world is watching, and the world is laughing. They can't believe that this is happening to the United States.
And you say that you would be the law and order candidate. And in fact, if you're elected the next president of the United States, would you continue this investigation into her email scandal?
Well, I'll talk to you about that at a later date, but certainly that's something that would be a possibility. And we're looking at that very seriously. This is a very, very great mark on the United States, and people are very, very upset. You know, I'm a big fan of the FBI. I always have been. And mm-hmm. that they would have done this is, to me, hard to believe. And then, of course, Justice Department, with the meeting with Bill Clinton in the back of an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
These things have never happened in our country. What's going on with our country and with law enforcement, these are things that have never happened.
Right. It definitely is casting some doubt on the integrity of the justice system, and certainly we don't want that. But let me get back to immigration for a moment, because many are saying that your stance on immigration has changed. You have a lot of people opining on this, but I want to ask you directly, do you believe in amnesty, and are you softening your tone?
My stance is very strong. It's going to remain very strong. There will be no amnesty. There's no legalization. We're going to build a wall. It's going to be a tremendous, powerful wall. We're going to have great technology along with the wall, and we're going to stop people from coming in. Day one, we're going to get all of the gang members and the gang leaders and the drug dealers and all of these people that have illegally crossed and they've been in our country. We're going to get them out mm-hmm. very, very, very fast, and we will. Number one, I have to secure, and we have to secure the border. We're going to secure the border like it's never been secured before. We're going to stop the drugs from coming in. We're going to stop certain people, criminal elements from coming in. And then we shall see what we shall see.
Well, you know, as a prosecutor, I found it very frustrating that we were not observing and enforcing the laws that are on the books, and that people would be a revolving door coming back in. I was a prosecutor in San Francisco, you know, and then the Kate Steinle case, tragedies like this. But at the same time, obviously you want to follow the laws on the books, but you have talked about mass deportation, and then also you have said that you have had families and people come forward to you. What about families that have been here 11 or 12 years that are established in the country?
Turn it down here. That gave you a good update on the state of mind of our candidate, Donald Trump.
That was a very good exchange, very crisp and informative, James.
Yeah, and Paul, this is what we need. This was Fox News, so they were reaching millions of people. This is a concern that I have. If the media, remember, Trump has said, "I'm not fighting Hillary Clinton." This is a very profound statement and observation he made. "I'm not fighting Hillary Clinton." He said, "I'm fighting the media." In other words, you could substitute anybody for Hillary Clinton. Just put any other person in there. It's the media that's fighting Trump, and if they win, it will be the media that beats him, and they would beat him by keeping the facts away from the public. In this case, let's go with Hillary Clinton. They're not letting the American people know that this lady is a career criminal, among her other defects. And in this case, Fox News, especially Kimberly Guilfoyle right here, is really, I mean, any American who saw this show today on Fox News, they got an earful of what Hillary Clinton really is and of the reality of the situation. And the more that we see of this, the more I'm saying Trump is going to win. The only way they have to beat him by brainwashing. If they beat him, they have to beat him by an information blockade, in which when they go to the polls on November 8th, millions upon millions of American voters, otherwise sensible people, will have gotten so much, what do they say, garbage in, garbage out. They will have gotten so much garbage into their heads from their TV screen that they will make a garbage vote on November 8th.
Yeah, I guess that's the risk, isn't it?
Yep. Now, an interesting term was used here in this exchange between former prosecutor Guilfoyle and Donald Trump, and that's a term I hadn't heard it before. Guilfoyle even mentioned, she said, even sophisticated computer users haven't heard of this term of bleaching your hard drive, and this is apparently what Hillary Clinton did. Let's look this up. This is very interesting.
But she clearly had serious professional advice. This isn't this can't be put down to, "Oh, I'm just a poor old klutz. I'm not very good around technical things." She was definitely messing with us, messing with the American security and messing with the system.
Yeah, here's an article on CNN Money. CNN Money. What is BleachBit? Little known tool at center of Clinton email controversy. And it says, this is the Clinton News Network, now CNN. The latest focus point in Hillary Clinton's long email controversy may be a little known tool for freeing up computer storage space. Oh yeah, that's what it's for, right? Freeing up computer storage space. I think delete is sufficient for that. Trey Gowdy, a Republican congressman from South Carolina, looked to reignite criticism. Oh, look at this loaded language. They're trying to bleach, whitewash Hillary Clinton about Clinton's handling of emails on a private server by saying her team used a software tool called BleachBit to have messages, quote, deleted where even God can't read them, unquote. Quote, "You don't use BleachBit for yoga emails or for bridesmaids' emails," Congressman Tim Gowdy said in an interview on Fox News Thursday. "When you are using BleachBit, it is something you really do not want the world to see." Clinton has said about 30,000 deleted emails were personal in nature. That's the yoga and weddings, her daughter's wedding. And then, here's CNN. See, CNN's doing the cover-up here. Here it comes. "However, BleachBit may not be quite as sinister as Gowdy makes it out to be. It's one of many services you can download online to free up space on your computer." Blah, 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 blah. No, and this, by the way, the author of this consider the source is writer Seth Fiegerman.
Oh, I don't think he's from County Tipperary.
Seth Fiegerman lets us know that bleach bit is nothing to see here, folks. Hillary Clinton using a professional tool to absolutely erase her emails so that even God can't read them.
Well, that's pretty arrogant. But James, I think it's Congressman Trey Gowdy, isn't it?
Oh, okay. You may be right.
Tim.
Okay.
I mean, I stand corrected, but I think it's...
No, I'm sure you've got it right, and you're more up on Gowdy than I am, so thank you. Speaking of those emails, Trump, this is another headline from today, Donald Trump hammers Clinton for new Benghazi emails. The State Department revealed... Now, how is this happening, Paul, that little dribs and drabs are coming out? The State Department has some, the FBI has some, and some get out, some don't get out. What the heck is going on? The State Department revealed that the FBI recovered 30 emails from Clinton's server that may be related to the 2012 Benghazi attacks. Donald Trump's campaign on Tuesday seized on revelations that the FBI has recovered an additional 30 emails from Hillary Clinton's private server, possibly related to the 2012 Benghazi terrorist attack. So the way I read that, Paul, is that they are using their technical means to try to break through that bleach bit and recover things. I mean, you don't recover things from a server. You read them off of a server. You're recovering things that have been deleted. And then Trump said, the discovery makes one wonder, what is contained in the other emails she attempted to wipe from her server?
Yeah.
The 30 emails were part of a larger cache of roughly 15,000 emails the FBI recovered as it probed Clinton's use of a personal email server for State Department business. State Department lawyers told a U.S. district judge that some of the possibly Benghazi-related emails were not part of the trove of emails Clinton handed over to the State Department after leaving the agency in 2013, before the FBI started its investigation.
Wow.
And today's disclosure that 30 additional emails about Benghazi were discovered on Hillary Clinton's private server raises additional questions about the more than 30,000 emails she deleted, Trump's senior communications advisor, Jason Miller, said in a statement. Hillary Clinton swore, this is the Trump communications advisor writing or speaking, Hillary Clinton swore before a federal court and told the American people she handed over all of her work-related emails. If Clinton did not consider emails about something as important as Benghazi to be work-related, one has to wonder what is contained in the other emails. Remember, the 30,000 pertaining to yoga and her daughter's wedding she attempted to wipe from her server.
And apparently there are a lot of emails to Congressman Wiener's wife and her longtime close assistant and close companion and whatever.
Right. Anthony Wiener of...
Wiener fame.
Of Wiener fame. That's it. There you go. The husband of Huma Abedin, the daughter of Muslim Brotherhood figures... leaders, and herself a enthusiastic Muslim, and the right-hand gal Friday to Hillary Clinton. My goodness. And, of course, then, you know, the articles are all over the tabloid press and so on, that Hillary is a lesbian, and that Huma Abedin is part of that lesbian deal.
Her significant other.
Yeah. My gosh. So, you know, Paul, you know, it's you say to yourself, how did the American people elect, I'm speaking of Obama now, a Muslim, possibly not even American citizen, communist, gay black man? How did we do that?
This is the modern republic all over again.
Yeah, and so here's Hillary Clinton, and we'll give you our best description of her along those lines right after this break. Stay tuned. We'll get Jeff in Chicago too.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain: safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well-timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
Back, folks. Let me give you those phone numbers again so you can call in. Jeff in Chicago is on the line, and we'll go to you, Jeff, in just a moment. Let me remind folks the numbers to reach us are 512-716-1603 or 512-716-1883 or 512-716-1897. Dial any of those numbers and we'll put you on the air. Let's go to Jeff in Chicago right now. Jeff, you're on the air. Come in, Jeff.
Hello. Hi. James?
Yes.
Hi, James, George, and Paul.
Hi.
I wanted to bring up a subject I've been wanting to talk about for a while, but I didn't have the facts behind me. So this point about the illegals and how President Trump, I don't know if his research team has done this for the tomorrow speech, but he really doesn't have to work. He doesn't have to do get a new law passed. First of all, here's the game plan from my point of view. I wrote down five of them.
So, well, now, Jeff, life is short, and this show is a lot shorter. So give me.
Oh, one, we only got a few minutes.
Give
all
me
right.
one hot point. One
all right,
hot
so
point.
There, the law is already codified. First of all, employer sanctions. It's Section 8 of the U.S. Code 1324A, unlawful employment of aliens. And they say that nobody should be able to hire these people and so forth and so forth. Secondly, no welfare benefits. These illegals are not entitled to welfare benefits. Cut off that lifeline. Secondly, I would throw in the laws already in the books for civil asset forfeiture, that any employer who knowingly hires illegal aliens, that they are subject to civil asset forfeiture of their property, as well as the illegals that are caught, and essentially leave them with enough money and a vehicle to get back to wherever they came from.
Beautiful.
And then also, there's no such thing as birthright citizenship, okay? That doesn't exist in any other country in the world. You are subject, by the 14th Amendment, you are subject to the citizenship of your parents under the jurisdiction thereof. There is no birthright citizenship here.
Right. So all Donald Trump needs to do is announce that. He just needs to get up to the speaker and up to the microphone.
I mean, it's not just the mestizos. It's down the Chinese who have a lot of money to spend. They come over here with they're 6 months pregnant. They have a 6 month visa. They come over here and they drop a baby, and all of a sudden the kid's an American citizen.
Right, and then one of the interesting ruses that the Chinese in particular are using is that they then fly back home with that baby, who is now, I mean, they're just going, how dumb are these Americans? They
right.
fly back home with their baby who got a $25,000 free best-in-the-world delivery in an American hospital.
Right.
But then what they have now is they have their anchor baby. They
right.
have their, and they can play that baby later on. And that's
yeah.
just exactly what they're doing, is that, we're going to go back with Jing Fu Wang, who is our baby, who's an American citizen, and he leverages all of us into the American system.
And the final point, point number five, we have because of a rogue federal judge says we have to give them emergency medical treatment if they show up in the hospital. Okay, fine. When they do, you detain the illegal who shows up in the emergency medical room of a hospital after he's been given the care he needs. Turn him over to ICE, and when they register their children in the local school, then you round them up. In other words, yeah, okay, we have to give you medical Medicare, that's fine, but then we're going to send you back to where you came from.
Right, if they know that when they check into the hospital, they're also checking into deportation. Very nice, I like that, nice touch.
Okay, so those are my 5 points, and I know we're getting to the end of the... So that's, I just had to call and let you all know.
Beautiful,
that.
Jeff.
But
the
laws,
you.
James, the laws are already in the books.
They are. All right, let's go to our break. We'll be right back with your calls, Paul Fromm. We'll talk a little bit about South Africa and more Donald Trump.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system.
I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, folks. A little bit more Pink Floyd there than you're used to. And here's Paul and George and Iconoclast in Ohio, who's on the phone. Iconoclast, if you'll bear with us, I'm going to go to the Trump rally live in Everett, Washington. Let's hear. There's somebody at the podium in a warm-up speech for the Trump event. Huge crowd. Packed like sardines. Let's see who she is and what she has to say. This is live right now from Everett, Washington.
Over the country. I'm a, I'm Spanish, and I'm a woman for Trump, and I love him. I've watched him through the 80s, and he's the best thing for this country. We really need it to protect our kids and to have all of our country safe again. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mario Lotmore, representing Snohomish County. How many people are from Snohomish? Woo! So goes Snohomish. So goes Washington. We need to make it red, guys. All right, so the reason I'm going voting for Mr. Trump is because I want a leader that loves America for a change. Right? So who's that leader that's going to love America? Who? Who? Who's going to hold his people accountable? Who? Who's going to hold himself accountable to the American people? Who's going to bring executive experience back into the Oval Office? Who's going to make
now,
America
folks,
great
this
again?
Is, Paul, this is amazing what we're witnessing here. If I'm seeing it right, he's got a whole lineup of people. They're lined up on the stage, and they're just going up, and they each get like about half a minute. And these are just people out of the audience. I've never seen anything like this. Here's a guy in blue jeans and a black Trump shirt who's going to be next. Here's a woman. Let's hear her. This is just, I think this is right out of the audience. Nobody's ever dared to do something like this.
Voting block. But right now, with the Democrats in charge, women are a minority when it comes to our careers and positions.
Now, Paul, what's going on here? This lineup of people on the stage, they've got the audience the audience is totally engaged here because members of the audience just are taking the microphone. And what we've seen heretofore in the last year is that the audience waits and waits and waits hours and hours very patiently, but nothing's happening on the stage. They just wait for Donald Trump to arrive. Now the audience is having their own happening. They're having their own happening while they wait for Donald Trump. Let's listen in. Here's the guy. Here she is. She's finishing up. Next is the guy in blue jeans. Big guy with a Trump T-shirt and beat up blue jeans. It looks like he just got off the job site. Here he comes. So the audience doesn't know what anybody's going to say. This is wonderful.
My name is Ray Gilbride, and I'm an iron worker. I get up every morning to go to work. We need someone in there who's going to renegotiate these trade deals, bring companies back home so we can employ families and get us working again. He's the guy. He's not going to lie about it. He's going to do this. We need to band together now, change this country now, so we can be great again. To do that, we need to band together and get this guy in the office. Thank you.
Right out of the audience, Paul. Here's another one. I've never seen anything like this.
I gotta say, I think they say it better than the politicians do. Great job, folks. Thank you so much for coming up. Hey.
A whole stage full of people right out of the audience. Never been done before. And that just shows you how great these Trump audiences are. You can put anybody at the microphone. Now, here's a big, tall guy who's not out of the audience.
Hey, before we, this is the pre-show. We're still gearing up for Mr. Trump to get it. We still, again, have thousands of people outside waiting to get in here. So we're going to get them in here before we get to the main program. I do want to look up here. If you look by the Budweiser sign, that's Senator Kirk Pearson up there. He is one of the early Trump supporters from Snohomish County. Absolutely a phenomenal leader here for the people in Snohomish, and Skagit County, for what he's doing for you in the state Senate. I'm hoping I get to introduce here Senator Don Benton, who is the state director.
Well, here's what I like, Paul, that's going on here. Now, this will be the shape of things to come for the next, how many days, George? How many days have we got before D-Day?
69.
Donald Day. 69 days. We're going to see now these Trump events. This is a new wrinkle, a new twist, which is audience participation on a grander scale than even Donald Trump has done up to now. Everybody's got to go through metal detectors and all kinds of things, so it takes a while to pack one of these crowds, but they'll pack this arena in Everett, but most of the people are still waiting outside.
Throw in, the local media in Seattle is why is he even here? We're, you know, this is Democrat country. We're going to dominate. They're not looking at the video, sports fans. That place is packed. And it's testimonial night in Everett, Washington.
Yes. And now let's go to the phones to Iconoclast in Ohio. You're on the air, Iconoclast.
Yeah. I'd like to comment a little bit on some of those programs which everybody should have on their computer, like Beach Bit and Eraser. And Windows is so bad that it leaks data all over the place, and therefore very difficult to erase everything off of a computer after it's been...
Now, Iconoclast, I've had this conversation with you, you know, privately. We've talked about this and so on, but I don't want to go there. I don't want to give a computer seminar to the audience at all. I don't want to do that.
Say that Windows leaks data, and therefore there's lots of data to be found on
Iconoclast,
which was running Windows.
Yeah, but I want to focus on the Hillary's emails and the criminality.
Hillary probably uses Windows and doesn't have enough intelligence or skill to understand that Windows is not secure.
Well, but hang on. We're not talking about Windows. Iconoclast, it's not the subject.
Okay.
And I agree with you on all those things, but it's not the subject. And the let's talk about Hillary and her staff. She actually had a paid State Department employee who was working on her server. This is illegal. He was working off the clock on her or on the clock, on the State Department clock. He was working on her computer. And so she had highly trained IT experts setting up her computer and helping to erase her computer. And interestingly, the guy, one of the people who did this, has not taken the fifth. He's gotten witness protection. Not witness protection. What do they say? He's what do they say when they turn somebody? He is he is protecting his own rear end in this because he doesn't want to go to jail. So, this person has got a lot to say. And now, what's the rest of the story? The rest of the story is what we just heard from Donald Trump, which is he was asked on Fox News by Kimberly Guilfoyle, are you going to go after Hillary Clinton as president? Are you going to, her words were, are you going to continue the criminal investigation? And he said, what I heard was yes. He said, well, we'll see. Okay, that's a yes. And so that's a shot across the bow for Hillary Clinton. If she wasn't motivated enough now, she sure is after hearing Trump say that several times. He said that. He said it to the crowd when they were chanting, lock her up, which we'll be hearing in Everett later when Trump arrives, lock her up. And he's commented, he's answered the audience saying, yeah, you know, you might have a point. I think you have a point. So there'll be a lot of firsts here. The first American president to try to put his opponent in jail. I like that. We heard Nigel Farage. I didn't know this. The first Brit to ever address a Republican rally. Wow. You know, or a British politician, I guess. Another first is the appointment of Kellyanne Conway as the first campaign manager for any American presidential campaign. First female campaign manager for any campaign. And something that the media keeps from the public, but it's known, commonly known in the business world, Donald Trump was actually the leader. He was the vanguard of hiring women in the very topmost executive positions in his construction and building and development empire, putting them at the highest paid jobs and the highest level of responsibility. Donald Trump was the leader in doing this. And, of course, the media gives him zero credit for this. But a man who proved in his actions, he appreciates that the talent of women. And he didn't need it. Yeah, he wasn't trying to score points with any people. He employed women because of their talent.
He's the ultimate modern employer who will promote talent if it's there rather than simply hiring people because they're the right sex, or we need another woman, another white face, sorry, another female face, or another black face, or whatever. Trump, in that sense, is the ultimate pragmatist and a fair man. And, you know, I think that's something that the campaign has to get across. It's really important.
Yes. And by the way, my good friend Iconoclast out there in Ohio, I didn't mean to cut off your comment, Iconoclast. I you know, Bill Gates, you know, big friend of Warren Buffett, both big friends of Hillary Clinton. Boy, these are not my favorite guys, even though Warren Buffett's my sixth cousin there in Omaha. I share your very negative opinion of windows. I like people who call it wind blows. And pardon the French folk here, the people have various terms for Microsoft, like micro suck. All kinds of terms of endearment. I do not want to see Microsoft having some kind of a stranglehold on the internet and on browsers. And Iconoclast, folks, is a big fan of open source browsers like Linux. And I agree with him. That's a very important thing. It's another topic. That's all I was saying, Iconoclast. We can do a whole show someday on what's the patriot thing to do with
that
your computer.
That was my point. It was to lead up to the fact that Hillary is totally incompetent at everything she does, and that includes she has no way to learn anything about computers so she could have any hope of keeping anything she did on them secret. She has just as clueless.
Well, but she's got the top people working for her, Iconoclast. I mean,
if you are absolutely incompetent, I don't think having the top people is going to help you.
Well, okay, it is. I mean, you know, we can.
It'll help you some, but it's not going to be enough.
Okay. Well, anyway, good point, and we'll talk someday about you know, the patriot thing to do with your computer. Let's go to you know, an update here on the polling situation. I'm watching the Everett event. The crowd is streaming into the Everett Arena as we speak here. And good news on the polling front. Let me go to the latest here. It's the good news I'm seeing is that Gary Johnson is not making the 15% cut. He has only, here we are, we're almost in September. He's really got to, September 26th is the first presidential debate. This will be so critical. The Presidential Debate Commission, which is a 401c3 corporation, has announced that it will, in the middle of September, make its determination, that's their word, as to who will be on the podium, on the stage. And the question then is about Gary Johnson. They have a longstanding standard, which is 15%. You've got to be polling in five of the major polls that they've specified, those polls. You have to be polling 15% average. He's not polling 15% in any of them.
And the chattering heads on CNN yesterday were remarking that Hillary particularly does not want him because he's actually taking more from her than he is from Donald Trump, which is perhaps counterintuitive, but very, very interesting. So it looks as though it will probably be one-on-one.
Well, and here's my take on that, Paul. And you know, I could be wrong. This is just my opinion, my intuition on this. I think what I want America, I want my fellow kinsmen to be seeing. I want them. This is what they're missing. They need the clear cut, black and white. You know, choice one, choice two, Hillary or Trump. That's it. No sand in the eyes. No confusion. No smoke. Gary who? That's what I want them to think. Just as George says, Gary who? Jill who? Because both of those people in their campaigns, they're distractions. That's actually, it may be true, Paul, that Gary Johnson hurts Hillary in some polls more than others. But I think in the debate, if you had these three people up on the stage, Gary Johnson is such a clown, such a jerk, that what he would do, he would really, I think, put sand in the gears. And he would confuse not you, not me, but the average watcher on television would be going, what's going on? I don't know. What's my choice? I'm given three choices here, not two choices. They need this stark Hillary and hell, or, yeah, you know, Donald and salvation. You know, you got to have this very clear choice, not this third option that, you know, and Gary Johnson really hates Donald Trump, so he's going to be firing all kinds of smarmy comments at Trump, which will create completely diversionary theatrics and fireworks on the stage, in my opinion. And so I'm really happy to see Gary Johnson kept off the stage. I do like there is this possibility that even once he's off the stage and drawing votes in the election itself, I do like the idea that maybe he will draw more away from Hillary Clinton than Donald Trump. That will be good. But him not being on the stage, I think that's the good news we bring today. Here we are. We're 2 days away from September. So, Gary, baby, out there in New Mexico, he has really no more than maybe 10 days to pull some kind of a big doubling of his performance in the polls. How can somebody do that in 10 days unless the polls cheat? So that's a piece of good news there, folks. We've got a break coming up. We might be able to get to one more phone call. And then I do want to talk a little bit about our South African project right after the break. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good? And I will roll downhill like a snowball headed for hell.
Here we are,
no
folks.
Kind of chance for
rolling in that snowball.
The
that's the way we felt. Ann Coulter, we read a quote from her yesterday where she said, before. Where's that quote? I can't remember the exact day that Donald Trump came down the escalator at the Trump Tower. She said, until June 16th, that was the day, 2015, every conservative felt four things. And the first thing was, we're losing. And that is exactly what we felt. And we felt ourselves in that snowball headed for hell. This is a great book, In Trump We Trust, E Pluribus, awesome. These books, I've got them arrayed in front of me here on the table. The Clinton's War on Women by Roger Stone. I got all these the day before yesterday. Crisis of Character by Secret Service Officer Gary Byrne. And Trump We Trust by Ann Coulter. Armageddon, How Trump Can Beat Hillary by Dick Morris. And then a fifth book, Clinton Cash by Peter Schweitzer. All of these books are selling like hotcakes on Amazon. Let's just hope enough of them sell. I speculated with George, something that really would be smart for Trump to do would be to peel off $100 million, buy these books, and just ship them out. That would create quite a headline. Just ship them out to anybody and everybody, every doorstep, like Santa Claus on every doorstep, in every chimney, in every stocking. There'd be an Ann Coulter book. That'd be pretty neat.
I like your tactic. Yep. We'll just get every address available in the United States and send them a book.
Yep. Now, speaking of a book, folks, the American Freedom Party is dead set on putting out the book that's needed right now about South Africa. And here's what I'm going to suggest, Paul, as a way to do fundraising for this. We set up a little kind of a GoFundMe kind of thing. I think a better way to do it is this. Make your donation directly to the sponsor of this book, the American Freedom Party. We're going to cover the cost of this book one way or the other. And donate to the American Freedom Party at theamericanfreedomparty.us. And just mark your contribution. Just say, this is for Paul Fromm's book. And we'll use those funds to cover the cost of producing the book. But just go to theamericanfreedomparty.us. There are some donation buttons there. It's easy to mark your donation, or if you send it by mail, put a note into our office. This is for Paul Fromm's book. Let's raise the money to reimburse Paul, pay for the book, and get this thing out there pronto. We'll talk more about the book tomorrow, Paul.
Okay, great.
See you all tomorrow. Don't miss the Trump event that's starting right now in Everett, Washington, and we'll cover his appearance tomorrow, right here on the air, his appearance tomorrow in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll have that for you. See you then.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.